Penguin Random House Audio presents Dead Ice by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read for you by Kimberly Alexis. I could not be with someone who did not understand my darkness as deeply as they understand my light. For one without the other is only half of me. And if you love me, love all of me, or love me not at all. To Jonathan, my husband, who loves all of me, as I love all of him. To Genevieve, our lady love, and her husband Spike, two other walkers in the darkness of the light, who have joined us on this journey to find ourselves and each other. Chapter 1.
So you're engaged, Special Agent Brenda Manning said.
She wore a black pantsuit with a heavy belt that could wrap around her waist and hold the gun at her side. She was FBI and didn't have to worry about concealed carry, so the fact that her gun flashed when her suit jacket flared out, which was every time she moved, wasn't an issue. The gun looked very stark against her white button-down shirt. Yep, I said. My own gun was at the small of my back, underneath a suit jacket made to hide the gun from the clients at my other job. I'd also started getting belt loops added to my skirts, so I could wear a belt that could stand up to the weight of a gun and holster. I'd come straight from Animators, Inc., where the motto was, "Where the living raise the dead for a killing." Bert, our business manager, didn't believe in hiding the fact that raising the dead was a rare talent, and you paid for talent. But lately, my job as a U.S. Marshal for the Preternatural Branch had been taking more and more of my time. Like today. The other very special...